Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, I wasn't going to do this.
Yeah.
And I need some 49er fans here to back me up. And we're going to go on the offensive against the goo.
Hufanga!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Take your red zone discussion and stick it.
Okay. Two of five last, 60%.
Here's what you don't get. Six field goals.
Yeah.
Six field goals. Okay, first of all, just a question. Who led the league last year in red zone percentage of touchdowns? Percentage of touchdowns in the red zone. Who led?
I'm going to say the Niners.
That's correct.
All right.
They were the team that scored the most touchdowns.
Now, what about the Super Bowl?
This is how
the guru computer works.
Well, this is
take that
right.
and stick it up where.
No.
They were
the best team in the red zone last year.
In the regular, what about the Super Bowl in the playoffs?
Now, let's go to game one.
Okay. 2 of 5.
Right.
40%.
You do realize.
Okay.
The first field goal, you say, hey, 6 million up. They didn't get into the red zone on the first field goal.
Totally.
They got to the 29.
Gotcha. All right.
46 yards.
Yeah, but you're still the Niners. Punch it in.
On the fourth field goal, they got the ball to the 35-yard line. That's it.
Okay, what about the
Moody
fumble? What about the fumble from Breece Hall where you got it like at the 25 or the 27?
That's not the red zone. That's not the red zone.
Get it in the red zone.
Well, they didn't.
You're 10 yards away from getting it in the red zone. That's all.
They didn't.
I'm not nitpicking.
Yeah, you were.
I appreciate the effort. I get what you're saying.
You do realize.
But in the Super Bowl, the reason they lost is they couldn't get it in.
That's not the reason they lost.
It is, Steiny.
That's not the sole reason they lost.
It was part of it, a majority. You get one of those opportunities in. You win the game.
All right. You want to know what I think? And you're going to probably come down my road.
No, I'm in a good mood.
There's no such thing as red zone scoring, as far as I'm concerned. It's kind of, it just works out the way it works out.
Will you say this to the great Warren Moon? Say, hey, Warren, real quick before we get started.
You know,
I told my fans and my people this. He would be like, what?
My point is this. Every team gets into the red zone. Every team converts a certain amount of touchdowns, field goals, and fumbles. It's like the teams that score in the red zone tend to be good. They're good teams.
Yeah.
The teams that don't score as much in the red zone, they're not as good. Like,
and you killed me with last year's stats during the regular season.
But no, I'm just
that Super Bowl.
I'm being honest.
When you're as dominant as the Niners, I hold you to your standard.
Yeah, I'm being honest. Like, I don't think
so.
I would never. In a crazy way, and I know there's going to be stats. I get there's stats,
yeah,
stats,
for
stats.
Everything.
But when it comes to the red zone, we got a red zone problem. Well, okay, what can you do? I mean, you try to score as much as you can in there.
Well, Kittle,
you run your best plays possible, and the 49ers in that situation scored more touchdowns in the regular season last year than any other team. Okay. In the Super Bowl, they missed a couple opportunities in the red zone. But, like, I don't think they have a red zone problem.
Well, I would be a fool to say that. But what I have been consistent with, Steiny, is you got a 6'4", 250-pound tight end who I think is ultra-athletic. And I've been saying this, but this, Steiny, you know I'm not saying this predicated on the 6 field goals in one game. I'm really not. But I am bringing in the playoffs where you had 7 points in 2 games at halftime at home because I want to know what happened to the offense. chalk that down. I brought up last year. But my point is, if you get more opportunities moving forward, can we see George Kittle just a pass to him in the red zone like they did Brent Jones, Dwight Clark, who else? Todd Christensen, Jason Witten. Those, the great Kellen Winslows. Those are the times you use your guy.
I'm just saying,
I would like to see the Niners do that more moving forward.
And I'm just saying that if you drive the football down to the 35 and you stall,
that's not the red zone.
And your kick, I know.
Yeah.
And your kicker kicks a 55-yard field goal. It's like, I don't look at that as, we missed out on 4 points.
Right.
Or we can't keep doing it. It's like you're at the 35.
Yeah.
It's only a third of the field. I mean, it's only two-thirds of the field you've covered.
And
you still got a third of the way to go.
I just want to see more of them. But Stani, at the end of the day, he got 4 for 40. Had 5 targets thrown his way. Got 4 passes, 40 yards. But, you know, again, I think he could do more in the passing game.
All right. Well, then.
And I know a former player feels that way, and I'm not just saying that because a player told me. I'm going to quit saying his name, but.
Yeah. John Taylor.
Oh, my gosh.
John Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, I don't know. I just
John Sally. We haven't talked about one big element of this game. Michael. Have you ever broken up and
Al
then you
Michaels?
See your ex somewhere? You always want to look good. You always want to make sure your stuff is in order, right? Sam Darnold's ex is the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
And I do wonder, they had success against the Giants. We know what he was supposed to be coming out of college, Donnie, but this is his revenge game. And I know at the end of the day, once the ball is kicked off, all that goes out the window. But we saw, who can I think of? Jordan Poole come back and play the Warriors. Yikes. Didn't go kind of the way, you know, he would want it to go. I wonder what we get from old Sammy Sunday, Stani.
I wonder. Who do you give the advantage to? The 49ers? The 49ers because they know Darnold? Or the Vikings because Darnold knows the Niners?
I'm going to give it to the Niners because I don't think Darnold knowing anybody has ever worked. You know what I mean?
He knows that 49er offense inside and out.
Right, but
he just tells their defensive coordinator, Brian Flores.
Yeah.
And now we got trouble.
Take that, Mike!
That's what I wonder about. I wonder how important it really is that Darnold played for the Niners last year in terms of information that each team would have on the other team.
Mm.
But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll find. It's only Niners only favored by 5.5.
They're on the road, bro.
But they're the Vikings are 1-0 in the NFC. They played the Giants.
Okay.
I don't even want to call them.
They shut them down.
Yeah.
So what?
Right. Daniel Jones starting. They were waiting for him as he walked to his car and booed him. I don't think I've ever seen
fans
that.
Fans are the worst. They're the worst.
When they're not happy. We just heard Mike. Filmo Mike was venom. Exactly.
And the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl probably. And he's still mad.
No, they got a game this
Sunday.
That's
why the fans are the worst.
We'll see.
Most fans, most football fans don't appreciate how good they have it.
No, I think you underestimate. Fans are tired of the old... Like, put a ring on it. They, you know, tomorrow's not promised. Look at Tua. Do we really step back in sports and understand how fragile this thing is, Stani, how things can change and injuries can change it all? Tua may never see the field again, or maybe he will. But that's why Niner fans are frustrated, I believe. I'm frustrated for him. I'm frustrated for Kyle.
Okay, I get that you were frustrated by losing the Super Bowl last year.
In overtime.
You can't be frustrated now. It's a new season. You're 1-0. You got the Vikings coming up next.
Stiney, Filmo, Mike. I got you.
I mean, what is, like, seriously?
That pain doesn't go away. The wins help it, numb it, but at the core of it, the essence of it, Stiney, it is, you can't fast forward to January.
I know you can't. So
play your Lynch sound. TK,
we should have that on the board.
Okay, because that's your go-to.
We should have that on the board.
You can't assume anything.
For that I can bring it up anytime.
I don't want to tempt you.
Yeah. We'll see. That's my exact. We'll see.
Well, who called in yesterday and I did
we'll see.
real problem with it. I'll tell you in a second. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. What I'm sensing among 49er fans is it's going to be... Is there a segment of 49er fans that just aren't going to enjoy the regular season? Like, they're just not going to be able to enjoy it because...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Of the past and the fact that they've had good teams in the regular season before. Are we really going to...
If they beat
they got the Cowboys and the Chiefs back-to-back?
And they
something
got
like that.
The Rams next week.
Yeah, I mean, if the 49ers start 9-2, are the fans really not going to be happy? Instead, they're going to be, well, we've been here before.
No, they're watching.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, my book's coming out, Fan, that's the name of it. And I'm telling you, Steiny, there'll be pleasure. So there's no way, and you're right, no Niner fan, as hurt as they are, they're watching, but the expectation is through the roof now. But you still appreciate the dub that week. But you're right, that void of, is this real? And it starts to fester more as the Niners, let's just say, Steiny, they start off 8-2, which nobody would be shocked, 11-3. You know, it's like, oh, my God, here we go again. Am I going to be heartbroken? And psychological, it hurts, but there's no way, and I'm telling you, I'm being real, that a win every Sunday does not help. No doubt about it. But you're watching it like you're just, they better not F this up.
Nah,
yeah.
You hate to see it.
Yeah. Man.
That's an inside joke.
Yeah. Man, Evan didn't remember, but
it's
I'll
an
tell
inside joke.
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about, Evan?
Well, don't get...
See, I'm not going to say it on the air.
Don't rob a bank with Steiny. Hey, here's my license. We're getting away. I'm leaving my license right here. Yeah.
Good God. Just wave to the camera.
Don't that wave to it. What are we doing? Keep moving.
Oh, yeah. Man. You don't listen. If you're a 49er fan, listen to your boy Steiny. No need to feel heartbroken right now. It's a good chance you'll feel that in January. Well, so don't.
Wouldn't that mean, though, that Niners fans would actually enjoy the regular season more? No, like most of them. I think that's what Mike is so angry about, is he wants to just enjoy the regular season before heartbreak.
But see, I'm going Dr. Phil, Evan. I don't. I don't see it that way. And I think that's why that vitriol is what it was with Mike, because the regular season will never supersede that pain of the last decade. That's just me. Evan could be right, but that he was lashing out. That was like, I get it. I understand it. You know what I mean?
It's like Michael Scott. You know, I'm ready to be hurt again.
Oh, for that's a three.
Oh, boy. What? Who's that?
Oh.
Who's that? Society. Michael Scott? Oh, I know who it is. It's the, he used to work the board, right?
That's the Alex Scott. Alexander Scott. That's not
him. Mike Scott?
He used to pitch for the Astros.
He was good.
Yeah. He's the main character in The Office.
All right, give it to me, Evan.
He just told you.
I don't know who the guy is.
Main character in The Office.
Wait, what's his name?
Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell.
I've watched that show.
Yeah,
I just didn't know that was his name.
Man.
Okay, what was the name of the young dude who liked the receptionist?
Jim? Or yeah. John Krasinski?
Look at my man. Yeah.
It's a great show.
It is.
That's a great
show. It ain't up there with Cheers or Seinfeld, but it's knocking on the door.
You know what? I may have it supplant Cheers. Because Cheers was great, but a little bit dated. If you watch it now.
That's what made it great.
No, but if you watch Seinfeld now, it's still funny.
Oh, my goodness. Woody? Woody was so dumb. Hey, oh, man.
Actually, who was dumber, Woody or Coach? They were both a little bit fried.
Coach was dated. Coach was old.
If you know what I mean. Yeah. So, all right. 888-957-9570. Can I ask 49ers an earnest question? Like, what is your approach to watching the 49ers this year?
Mm.
Are you able to wipe the slate clean from last year and the year before? And are you able to look at this team as a team that's no more or no less than 1-0 right now? And go into the year with no expectations, but thinking you're good, and riding with the team that you hope will win 11 games, and maybe that's your, you know, that's your goal. You want to get 11 wins and get a top three seed. And if you're working on that kind of season, you're not going to think about the past until you get to the playoffs. Or are 49er fans so hurt, not hurt, but so
frustrated?
Frustrated.
Nah, they
flummoxed,
still
all those things.
You're still watching and going to the game. That's, you know, just like Monday, Stani.
Are you okay? Are 49er fans enjoying games now the same as they did, let's say, in 2019? When the team started to win under the Shanahan regime after Chip Kelly and Jim Tom Sula?
That's a phenomenal question. And a
888-957-9570.
Not a diehard Niner fan. I got to believe the psychological aspect of the answer to that question is no. You feel slighted. You still enjoy it, Stoney. Don't get me wrong. But you have that back in the back of your mind. That's the title of the jam, just like Buffalo. If you ask Buffalo Bill fan year four after they lost the third Super Bowl, how do you think they're gonna watch? They're going to the game, but you're thinking that heart pain that heartbreak is there, Stoney, bubbling like a zit, ready to pop.
No, I don't like that analogy.
Yeah, acne.
I just don't like the analogy.
Mm.
A little bit.
It worked for me.
A little bit.
But you know when you have something, you can see it's ready to pop and you mash it.
But everybody talks about me not being a fan. That's fine. When I was a fan of a team, and I can use the Celtics, when they lost to the Lakers in the finals, which they did twice, I approached the next year as, oh, God, we got to get over the hump. Not, we have no chance to get over the hump.
Real quick.
Or during the regular season, the year after the Celtics would be eliminated by the Lakers and they were on their way to a 60-win season, during that 60-win season, I was thinking, we're going to get it done this year.
Okay.
We're going to get it done this year.
But you had to wait, though, because you stopped yourself. After game three of the 82-game season, you didn't say we're over the hump. Landmarks of fandom okay, I feel good about it as it was getting, the regular season was ending. So that's all I'm saying. Niner fans aren't going to say we beat the Vikings week one I'm all good or I'm cured. It's something that over time.
But it's 2024.
Right.
The 49ers are 1-0.
Yep.
What does it serve anybody to focus on last year to a point where it doesn't allow you to enjoy this year because you're skeptical that they can get it done and you're waiting to get hurt again? Like, it's a new year. And, like, I think players can do that way better than fans.
And that's why I appreciate everybody on the Niners, the players and the coaches, for owning what starts with Fred Warner, the offseason. You know, it's Super Bowl or bust. Steve Young, the alumni. And, again, Matt, I think Fillmore Mike was hot because we haven't talked about where I'm going here. We don't know until Sunday morning if we just – and we will. It's about the Viking game. We don't even know if he's playing. So just think of what the Niners have dealt with just as an organization. You had to, whatever you want to call the Ayuk situation, was a distraction. It was. It was leading off all the shows, then accompanied by Trent Williams. And now you got this thing that could I dare say, linger, Steiny, throughout the season, even though guys like you and I believe, hey, if they lose McCaffrey, they'll still be fine. But just think about what he represents and symbolizes to the hardcore fans. You need him to get to the promised land. And you don't know if he's playing Sunday. And the season started, and he already has missed one game.
Travis Irby on the YouTube chat.
Travis Irby.
So he says, John Sally, we're fans. We can focus on whatever we choose to focus
on.
And
there you go.
I get it.
We're all different.
That's what I'm asking you, Irby.
Oh, okay.
What are you focusing on? Because it sounds like a lot of people are focusing on last year's Super Bowl.
And there's no right or wrong.
And it's over.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.